Scripture reading is Exodus chapter 8, verse 22. But on that day, I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people are living, so that no swarms of insects will be there, in order that you may know that I, the Lord, am in the midst in the land. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending their service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. Before the people of Israel came out of Egypt, there were 10 plagues in Egypt. God allowed such disasters because the Pharaoh wouldn't let go of the Israelites. Beginning with the plague of blood, there were frogs, gnats, flies, pestilence, hail, locust, darkness, and death of the firstborn, and Egypt now was almost destroyed. The sons of Israel were living in Egypt at the time, but they had peace, and the plagues had nothing to do with them. The sons of Israel at that time lived in an area of Egypt called Goshen. As recorded in today's reading passage, even though a swarm of flies covered all of Egypt, there were no flies in Goshen. You always see this kind of thing in this church. Even though there are so many mosquitoes, we live mosquito-free lives, everyday life, at each home, this main church, branch churches. Even in Friday Olay services, we don't have any mosquitoes. This is how we are protected. And also, we have dragonflies that are good for us, that catch mosquitoes and other harmful insects. And how come there are so many dragonflies wherever Mamni members are? Especially, they even sit on the fingertips and body parts of the church members. So you can think about the power of God, the grace of God. In Exodus 9:26, we can read, only in the land of Goshen, where the sons of Israel were, there was no hail. When we have outdoor events, even though there is rain in all of the country, we don't have any rain, even in our summer overseas crusades or any outdoor event. Even though there is nationwide rain, we didn't have any rain. How protected? How much we are protected? Even in the leadership conference, the weather forecast said there was going to be rain all over the country, but we didn't have any rain there. And especially on the Wednesday, on the third day, we didn't have rain. And even in the restaurant where I ate, all the surrounding area had rain, but in our place, we didn't have rain. We are always protected this way. So in Exodus 9:26, we can read, only in the land of Goshen, where the sons of Israel were, there was no hail. The 10 plagues struck all Egypt except the land of Goshen. How amazing! Suppose there are swarms of flies and locusts throughout all of South Korea, including Seoul. However, there are none. Only in the Gurodong area where this church is located. Can somebody stop the flies and locusts and tell them not to come into this area? Also, when there is a pandemic, if it does not affect anyone in a particular area, it would be truly amazing, wouldn't it? Can such a thing really happen? But at the time of Exodus, such a thing really happened, and it continues to happen today. The 10 plagues that were inflicted upon Egypt symbolize all the disasters that might come upon all people in the world. Those who live in sins always suffer from pains of diseases, accidents, natural disasters, business failures, or family problems. But those children of God who dwell in the light can live a disaster-free life as if they were living in Goshen. And you are also experiencing these things. It's because all many members around the world are dwelling in a space that is protected, like Goshen, through the power of the shepherd. On this Feast of Harvest, I will deliver a message with the title, God Protects Us. As we always do, let us once again remember the grace of God who has been with us in this first half of 2014. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will give thanks and glory to God on this Feast of Harvest, remembering the abundance and peace that God has given to us. Dear brothers and sisters, first, God protects us, the believers, from the evil of the world. Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth." As written, God's children should set their minds on the things above. They should store up their time, money, and efforts in the eternal kingdom of heaven. But even though they have been looking at the things above, if their attention is taken by the world, then problems arise. As they lose the fullness of spirit, the things on earth begin to draw their attention. God's word tells us to look up to the things above. And why would you pay attention to fleshly things, earthly things? They loved living in the truth when they were full of the Spirit, but now they increasingly feel it is difficult as they lose the fullness. When they see those who take in and enjoy the world, they might even think they want to enjoy the same things. Do you feel this by any chance? You don't? Their hearts may be taken away, and they might indulge themselves in works of the flesh or go the way that has nothing to do with salvation. But Manmin members are different. Those who are riding on the flow of spirit in this church do not look at the world. There are many spiritual means available that keep you from any chance of looking back at the world. We have the Spirit-filled worship services where words of life are preached and fervent prayers and praises that led to change. We even have a television network that is completely different from secular TV, giving you life and happiness. How happy a thing it is to have a channel, TV channel that gives you life and faith. I watched a reminiscence and also praise and worship in the Friday online service, second part of Pastor Lira Jung. And there was the message on blessings and Pastor Susan Lee's message. And as you watch and as I watch and see this, listen to these messages, how happy I am without the GCN, I wouldn't be getting any sleep without GCN, I would be so painful. Even the deep spiritual realm is unfolded before you as if you had seen it so that you can long for heaven more earnestly. From time to time, you have opportunities to refresh your hearts, such as festivities, special events, and conferences. And God even checks your measure of faith. All these are the love and grace of the Father who tries to protect you from the world. In this kind of grace, many members are cutting off the world that they used to enjoy, and they only try to go into spirit. As you cut off the worldly things and try to go into spirit, do you feel lonely or do you feel it is hard? Or do you feel unhappy? No. Do you feel happy? Are you joyful? You are full of gratefulness, thankfulness, and happiness. They are the opposite. If you take the fleshly things, you don't have any happiness. You feel afflicted in the heart. And the pleasure is only momentary. But if you are taking spiritual things, you are full of spirit, you are full of happiness, and you are full of hope. So, and because there is something good, that's why God is telling us to set our mind on the things above and to look up to New Jerusalem and march towards there. And as your faith and fullness of the Spirit increases, you have more testimonies of blessings. In this leadership conference, there were so many testimonies of healings and blessings, problems being solved. Especially as you read the Bible thoroughly, many of you received blessings. Let me introduce one of the testimonies. Esther Wanjiru of Nairobi, Kenya, had a hard time walking up the stairs due to spinal pain for 2 years, and it was accompanied by headaches. Since October last year, she had itchiness and pain in her eyes too. In Nairobi Mami Church, they began to read the Bible beginning in February this year, following the flow of spirit of the main church. Esther Wanjiru also obeyed with faith. It was not easy because of the eye pain, but she read the Bible until 11 p.m. after Daniel prayer meeting. And she read it again from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. She read the Bible until 11 p.m. after Daniel prayer meeting. And she read it again from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. Meanwhile, she realized that she was just like the sons of Israel, who were complaining even after seeing so many signs and wonders at the time of the Exodus. She repented from the heart with tears and runny nose. Then, to her surprise, all the pain and itchiness of the eyes were gone, and her spinal pain disappeared as well. Hallelujah. In addition to her, many of you also testified that by reading the Bible, you are healed, you received answers to prayers, realized the love of God deep in your heart, and recovered your fervor for faith, and your worship service and prayer life was changed. I hope your obedience will not be a one-time deal, but you will read the Word of God from now on too. Also, set your mind only on things above through times of grace, such as Word of God and prayer, preaching and visitations and fellowship and voluntary service. In doing so, I hope you will give thanks to God even more, for He has redeemed us and made us His children, and thank Him for the protection He gives us as citizens of the heavenly kingdom. God tells us to seek first His kingdom and righteousness, and those who do that, they only look up to the things above. They don't look at the things of the earth, but they only look at the spiritual things above, so that they will not commit sins. Dear brothers and sisters, secondly, God protected us from many disasters and diseases. Even those who are very wealthy and have social power cannot be protected from disasters and diseases completely. But those believers whom God protects can live disaster and disease-free lives. All Mami members, they are living disease-free, disaster-free lives. Since I accepted the Lord, I've been living free of any disease or any health problems. I've never encountered any disaster. Exodus 15:26 says, and he said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in His sight, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in His sight. What is right in His sight? Not what is right in your sight, but what is right in His sight. So you should be able to discern between goodness and evil. Or you will think evil is good. That is why sometimes I try to train you to discern between good and evil. You think evil people are good. And even though they tortured or gave hard time to the people, some people say they are good subjects of the king. And sometimes they only try to... So they mix up these things because they don't really know the history and they don't know how to discern between good and evil. Same with love. You should be able to tell between spiritual love and fleshly love. And you don't even realize that. And that is why young people, they fall into fleshly love and they have a hard time. And it's the same between husband and wife. If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight and give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes. All His statutes. It's not that you keep some of them and don't keep the others, but keep all His statutes. I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, the Lord, am your healer. Egypt refers to the world. And I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. God keeps all His words. Exactly. Since, for more than 40 years since I accepted the Lord, my whole family, we've never been to any hospital or taken any medicine. Also, even if you faced disasters by deviating from the truth or by a fault of your own, God the healer healed you immediately if you looked back on yourself and repented. Let us think about some of the testimonies. In case of Sebum Park of Kim Haemamin Church, her 9-year-old son, Min-sik, was diagnosed with myositis ossificans in December 2013. It is a rare disease occurring when there is trauma and calcium is deposited in the muscle and creates bone-like tissues. In her son's leg, it is the calcium is deposited in the muscle and creates bone-like tissues. In her son's leg was a bone that was 9 centimeters long. In January this year, she attended the prayer center meetings in the main church together with her son for 1 month. She repented many times and received the fire of the Holy Spirit. After shaking hands with me in the meeting during the Lunar New Year celebration, she was convinced her son could be healed. Another month passed, and according to the diagnosis, on February 27th, the bone was completely gone and the condition was healed. Next, there is a person who came back from the threshold of death. Min-su Lee had been an absentee of the church for a long time. He was diagnosed with fourth stage nasopharyngeal cancer in February 2013. There was a 5.5 centimeter tumor in a place it couldn't be operated on, in the nose. It had metastasized into the lymphatic gland, shoulder bone, spine, and hip bone, and there was no hope of survival. Though it was devastating, he came back to God by the guidance of his family members. While listening to the message of the cross, he began to repent thoroughly. When he received my prayer for the first time on May 29, 2013, the pain disappeared and the tumor's size decreased by 3 centimeters. He received my prayer once again a month later on June 20th, and he saw the lump of a tumor come out of his nose while he was sneezing. According to the diagnosis, the size of the tumor was reduced by half, and the bones with the metastasized cancer were recovered too. On November 15th, after receiving my prayer the third time, he only had the root of the tumor in his nose. In the diagnosis on March 7th this year, all his cancers were gone. Even diseases that cannot be treated by man are nothing in the sight of God. There were many AIDS patients who received my prayer, and all of them were healed. And there was one leper before me to receive my prayer. Just with one prayer, that patient was healed. God can work in a moment if we just break down the wall of sin. Nowadays, there are quite a few whom I am harboring in my heart who have cancers or lung diseases, and most of them are healed. And it's because they repented. Then their sins were forgiven. And they were forgiven of their past sins, so that is why I harbor them so in my heart, so most of them are healed. So only if you repent, God heals them. But you have to repent, you have to pull out the root of sin so that you can be clean, especially sins leading to death. Then God can heal them. You have to pull out the roots of sin that are placed deep in the bones so that they can go to New Jerusalem. If you have any blemish or spot, you can't go to New Jerusalem. So if you can, you are a person who can go to New Jerusalem, God lets them, lets you pull out the root of sin from the bones. So God can work in a moment if we just break down the wall of sin. Of course, it would be better if we are protected by leading a good Christian life in the first place without creating something requiring repentance. Last year, Suri Tongbun registered in Chiang Rai Manmi Church, and she was healed of many diseases. She says, "I used to go to the hospital if I did not feel well, even a little bit. But now I am so amazed that I can live a healthy life, having nothing to do with medicine. Also, it is unbelievable that I can now lead a life in faith, knowing the will of God properly. God changed my gloomy and sensitive characters into bright and cheerful characters. God is the best medical doctor. I am happy delivering the love and power of God to my neighbors. I give all thanks and glory to God." I think you church members are professing the same thing. For you are protected like Israelites in Goshen. Dear brothers and sisters, thirdly, God protects us so that we will not become the prey of Satan. In the book of Genesis, the serpent that tempted Eve to eat the fruit of the knowledge came to eat the dust. This means the enemy devil will make prey of fleshly man and bring to them disasters and hardships. Those who live in the darkness, God will turn His face away from them, so the enemy, devil, and Satan will bring upon them disasters and hardships. Those who are living in difficulties, hardships, please come to realization. God will not give hard time to His children. The Bible is all the promises of blessings. You will be blessed whether you come in and go out, and you will become the head and not the tail. And the enemy devil will come one way and run away seven ways. But the children of God, when they suffer from hardships, it is because they are not loved by God, because they are in a state of where God has turned His face away from them. So they have to know the reason why. They have to understand it with the word of the truth. Whether they are leading a proper Christian life. Without the word of God, they cannot understand it. You cannot understand it with the human knowledge or with your experience. Only the word of God can give you the answer. So the enemy devil works on you and brings you, because God told them to eat the dust, because man was created from the dust. God told them to eat the dust, eat the man of flesh who are living in the darkness, who are not living by the word of God, and also those who are the chaff. They suffer from the problems that are brought upon by the enemy devil, because God cannot protect them. The heavenly hosts and angels cannot protect them. This means the enemy devil will make prey of fleshly man and bring to them disasters and hardships. The enemy devil and Satan try to tempt even the saved children of God. They try to make them follow the worldly pleasure or make them stumble by giving them tests. But as the faith of the believers increase, they have the power to stand and fight against the enemy devil. They drive away temptations and choose the truth. Even in trials, they look back on and change themselves and overcome with joy and thanksgiving. And in the works of God, working for the good of everything, they receive blessings as well. 1 John 2:14 letter part says, I have written to you, young man, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. If you just stand on the rock of faith, faith of young man is rock of faith. So if you just stand on the rock of faith, you will not become prey of the enemy, devil, and Satan, and you are more than able to overcome with the word of God. But being on the rock of faith doesn't mean you will always overcome. As the Apostle Paul said, if you think you stand, you have to be careful lest you fall. You always have to be on the alert. You always have to continue to pray. But if you love the world, and if you love flesh, you stop praying, and you doze off in the prayer. You lose the fullness, and you don't have the strength to overcome yourself. You don't have the strength to overcome temptations of the devil. That's why you fall. It's the same with the man of spirit. Of course, man of spirit, they will not be tempted easily. It's very hard. But why would they be tempted? Whether it is a lust or adulterous mind, it is because they have the traces in their bones, and they have a little chance of being tempted. The enemy devil can never touch those who dwell in the truth. But most Christians today don't have any idea of the concept of casting away sins to become sanctified, and they do not know that there is a measure of faith. Even though the Bible mentions the measure of faith in many parts, they don't know. There is a faith of little children, faith of children, faith of young men, faith of fathers. But even though it is there, they don't know, they don't understand. They might think they should live a good life, but there is hardly anybody who takes hold of the heavenly kingdom by force through circumcision of heart and casting away sins. For this reason, many of them still live in the tests and trials and are the prey of the enemy devil, even though they are believers. They say God is almighty, but when there is a problem, they rely on the world. They say God is the almighty, and if they get sick, they go to the world. So where is faith? When they have to show the faith, they don't have any faith to show. And they say, I believe. What do they believe? Do they believe God is the almighty? Do they believe God is the healer? But they have to show their faith, but there is no faith. That is why they cannot rely on God. God, the Bible says God is the healer. But when they get sick, suppose they have cancer, third stage, fourth stage, they think of the hospital first, and they say they believe. So their faith is false faith. They don't have faith. I actually was dying when I was bleeding to death, and I never thought of the hospital, even 1%. And including my wife, they never even mentioned the word hospital. If I die, I would die at the bosom of the Lord, and I would go to a good heaven. But we Mammy members are different. You do not only take hold of heaven by force through circumcision of the heart, but also you experience the power of the living God. Not just those who are on the rock of faith and in spirit, but also even newcomers are protected from the enemy devil if they will just obey the truth they learn. So we have to pull out the sinful natures from the deep in our bones. But those who people who have sins deep in their bones, they are not being able to do that, pull them out. For example, you are taking drugs and you get addicted. And when you try to quit, can you quit? No, you can't. You know it is wrong. But you cannot quit. You cannot stop. So you have to keep on taking. And you know you are ruining your body because you are addicted. So this sinful nature is the same. If once this sinful nature is placed deep in the bones, in your marrows, you can't just pull it out at your will. Even alcohol or cigarettes, if you're addicted, you can't just quit by your own strength. Same with gambling. There are some things that you can be addicted to. So even deacons in church, they drink, and one of them got injured, and this morning, he was riding a bicycle and he fell and he broke his leg. And he's a smoker. He's a student. And that is why they cannot be protected. Because they are committing sins, they can't be protected. All mommy members are protected. But because you are committing sins, God cannot protect you. Angels can't protect you. Because you are living in the darkness. And you're committing sin. That's why you get into accidents. If you're living by the word of God, when do you get into accidents? Even if you make a mistake and involve yourself in an accident, you don't get injured. Even if you get into get yourself involved in a traffic accident, even though you're dozing off while driving, even though there is a big accident, you never got injured. Especially God protects your head. Your head never gets injured. But if you get a little bit of injury, it means you didn't keep the Lord's Day holy. You didn't give tithe. So I know right away. Those who are not protected. I asked them, you didn't keep the Lord's Day holy, did you? You didn't give proper tithes, did you? That is 100%. Because if you just keep that, if you just do that, God protects you so that you won't get injured so far until now, all mommy members. There is a testimony of Eunsoo Kim in 15th Parish who registered in the church and was healed of depression last year. She became depressed after she gave birth to a child due to the psychological trauma she had from unhappy family circumstances in her childhood. Her husband tried to go along with her, but he increasingly became impatient and they had more and more troubles. She did not want her child to experience the unhappy family she had in her childhood, but her condition didn't get better. Counseling or medical treatment didn't work, and she couldn't control her hatred, resentment, anger, and other feelings. She eventually registered in our church in July 2013, thinking she would try to rely on God, and after that she had a dream. She looked into a mirror, and in her forehead was a worm that was 5 centimeters long. As she pulled out this worm, it kept on coming, and its total length was about 30 centimeters. God gave her the promise of healing in her dream. Since then, she learned the word of God, and she prayed earnestly to cast away hatred, resentment, complaints, and other feelings while repenting with tears. Her heart began to change, and she came to realize that all the difficult situations were not caused by others, but by herself. Now, her husband is also attending church, and they have a happy family. She received a happy life back that no longer has anything to do with depression. There is another testimony from Ukraine. Anton and his wife from Ukraine accepted the Lord long time ago, but they were always spiritually thirsty. One day they were blessed very much by my message on TV and Russia channel. They were especially shocked by the message that the heavenly dwelling place will be different according to what kind of faith we have on this earth. They realized they met a true shepherd while listening to the messages, and they began to listen to more messages on the church website. They received blessing to the extent that they realized the truth and practiced it. One time they experienced the following. Anton opened a leather product shop, and the same kind of shop was opened just several meters from his shop. At first, he had uncomfortable feelings, and he began to pray for the other shop to be closed. But while he was listening to the messages, he heard that we should not pray for something to go wrong with others, but we have to pray in goodness. So this is something important for you too. While you are doing something, and if the Word of God says you must not do that, you have to correct it immediately. You have to repent immediately. And this believer did that. He repented before God with embarrassment, and he changed his mind. He wished that the other shop would do well, and he was on good terms with that shop owner. When he was managing his employees, even in a situation where he would fire them in the past, he just treated them with endurance, love, and goodness. He also stored up fasting and prayers to change his heart. To the extent that he changed, God blessed his business. Now he has 3 shops, and his tithes increased by 5 times. He says although he is in Ukraine, As a member of Mamin Center Church, he is always joyful and he feels protected, thinking of the love of the Father who protects us. Likewise, you always experience that the evil one cannot touch you, and you receive blessings in various aspects to the extent that you dwell in the truth. Let me conclude a message. Dear brothers and sisters, among the 10 plagues, when there was the death of the firstborn, God commanded something of the sons of Israel. God told them to catch a lamb and put its blood on the lintels and doorposts, which are top and left and right side of the entrance. When the messenger of death would come at night, he would pass over those houses that had the blood on the door, so the firstborn wouldn't die. We have something similar, similar tradition in the countryside, on the on the December 31st of the lunar calendar, they would stop all the demons, so they put lentil stew and put it. Also, when I went to Mountain Mai, it is similar with the Bible. So even all these things, even in South Korea, we had these traditions. The lentil stew, it represents the blood of the lamb to block the demons. In the Bible, of course, it is to let the messenger of death pass over. So there are similar things. Even though they were sons of Israel, if they had stayed outside the house where the blood was, God said they could not escape the plague. So even though they were the sons of Israel, if they didn't stay in the truth, dwell in the truth, it was useless. They would be inflicted with the plague. You should remember this fact too. Just like none of the 10 plagues fell upon the sons of Israel in Goshen, God always protects you and keeps you as long as you live in the truth. Not just the members of the main church, but even in other countries. If they listen to the holiness gospel and dwell in the truth, they are also protected in the same spiritual space. So even in the conferences or national holidays, there are many members from other countries. There are many rich people too. They attend these leadership conferences, other conferences. They receive prayer and they become richer and richer, even in other countries. They know this taste of faith. So every time they come and visit the main church and receive my prayer. But even though you are Manmin members, if you stay out of the blood of Jesus Christ, namely if you deviate from the truth and dwell in darkness, God cannot protect you. Therefore, I hope you will always give thanks for the grace and love of God who has been with us and practice the truth with all your best. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will dwell in the space of the perfect protection and blessing every day. Dear brothers and sisters, all Mamin members, they are protected all the time no matter what kind of life you lead, no? And what should you do? You have to walk in the light. You have to live in the Word of God. If you violate the Word of God, you can't be protected. If God doesn't protect you, the guardian angels, they will also leave you. If you commit sins leading to death, the guardian angels will leave completely because God turns His face away completely. Not just a little bit, but 100% completely. So the guardian angels will leave too. But if you commit sins not leading to death, they will not leave completely. God doesn't forsake you 100%. So the guardian angels, they will stay a little farther away from you. They will watch you. So if you repent and turn away, they will come back. As long as you don't repent, they will not guard you. They will not protect you. They will just watch from a distance. You should understand this spiritually too. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father, God, thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become life and faith. Father, thank you. Thank you. Let this message become life and faith. Father, you have been protecting all the Mami members. Thank you. And if we walk in the light, if we dwell in the Word of God, we have nothing to do with disasters or diseases or trials or tests, but rather we'll only enjoy blessings and give glory to you, Father. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed, light come. All internal organs be cleansed. Father, cancers, stomach, kidney, intestines be cleansed, heart be cleansed, light come, all skin diseases go away. All cancers, third stage, last stage, metastasized cancers, lung diseases be cleansed, light come. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Father, thank you. Give them spiritual and physical health. Father, thank you. High and low blood pressure go away. Diabetes go away. All diseases, germs, viruses go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away and protect them from throughout this week and the week after that and the week after that. And with heavenly host and angels. And protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. Protect them all the time and protect their wheels. Lord, thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.